of Phoenix. Oh yeah, I got a train okay, out yeah. of Phoenix, and on the rear end of a tank car, where you hold on a rail, you know, and boy, that was some ride, all right. But that's the only chance I had to catch that train.
You mean there were no open boxcars?
No
open boxcars,
no nothing. Yeah, it was just tank cars, you know. And I rode on that tank car. There I almost fell off. I wouldn't have been here now.
Did you go the whole way to California riding on that car?
No, not all the way, because when I got to, was it Coleman? When I first hit California. I think it was Coleman or some place. In the first town in California. Anyhow, I got off there. I got scared, you know, after I got sleepy, and I felt myself slipping, and grabbed quickly that bar. Yeah, I hung like this, and the bar here, and then I hung it like this. I got sleepy eventually, well, you
sure
know,
you
standing
could.
Up like that. Anyhow, when I went off there, then I was in California already, but California didn't look too hot.
Not
either.
That eastern part of California.
No, not that part of California. And it was hotter than hell.
So what did you do? Catch another train out later on? Or?
I really don't remember what I did, but I walked. I walked for an awful long stretch, by God, one day.
Was this in the summer now, too, or the early
spring? That was beginning of the spring.
And it was in the desert,
was,
huh?
Yeah, it was beginning of spring when in the sea. Was it in March? March, you know, down there it's warmer than here in March. Anyhow, I walked a long ways, and one day there, my gosh, I put neck keeled over for thirst. So when I did finally hit the water tank, I was just laying there and let the water run in my mouth and all over me. Yeah, boy, that was awful. But they did have somewhere in that Southern California, they did have ditches, cement or ditches, where there were irrigation ditches where the water would run, you know, for a long mileage along to hit their place. And by gosh, I just undressed and washed my clothes and just laid down in that water and let myself cool off. But then from there on, I was pretty well to California. I caught one more train and pretty close to Los Angeles and San Bernardino, I think. That's from there on, of course, I walked most of the time.
You walked from San Bernardino to Los Angeles then? Uh-huh.
That's quite a ways, too.
Yeah, I know it's quite a ways. Yeah.
But I walked most of the time. I hit Los Angeles, I got a dishwashing job. Practically the first day off, I got a dishwashing job. I was a pretty good dishwasher in those days. Oh, yeah. There I met another. There I met that, Ed Wolgast, that fighter, you know. Have you ever heard of Ed Wolgast?
Don't.
It was a featherweight or lightweight fighter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, met him there. He was living in the same hotel that I only could afford, a cheap one, and he was on the way down. He was a champion once.
He was already through fighting.
Yeah, he was practically through fighting. Yeah, he didn't fight anymore except maybe for some exhibition or something.
Well, you met him, and so what? I mean, did you go with him or what?
No, we were talking German and some other guys. Germans always meet somehow, someplace, you know, even if they, nanny talk about this, talk about that. And I think he was the one that beat Joe Rivers. In 25 rounds, I guess, if it wasn't.
Well, they used to fight long, yeah. All those rounds.
All those rounds. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I think he beat Joe Rivers that time. Anyway, I met him there. And then I met another guy that later became a director in Hollywood, Fred Nickel. And but that other guy, he also went down there, but I can't recall his name anymore.
What was Los Angeles like in those days, Pop, in 1911?
Well, it was, what shall I say, it wasn't too large, I don't think. It was kind of an average town of about 40,000.
Yeah, and I suppose all these communities are part of
it. And there was a lot of parks there. Uh-huh. Well, a lot of parks there. And but these guys, they knew they were been there longer. They said, well, let's have a raw hamburger. We can get one for nickel down this way. You know, getting a raw hamburger. I like raw hamburger when it's fresh, you know. But you really shouldn't eat it very much. But that was a good meal when you get on a big slice of bread, a hamburger on top of there. You could either use onions or you don't have to use onions. I never ate onions. Mm-hmm. I salted it down. Boy, that was our meal. But then for coffee, you can get two big butter horns and a cup of coffee for a nickel.
Golly.
For a nickel. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And but didn't you get to eat in the restaurant where you were dishwashing?
Oh, yes. I got that free that time when I went. Yeah, you bet.
And how long did you stay there, Pop?
Well, I wanted to go to San Francisco. But you know, when I was in Tucson, Arizona, they hired another bum, a Bohemian, and he quit the same time I did, but he didn't have nothing to. When he came to Los Angeles, he had nothing to show for that he was working there, even though he did get a ticket. But he had no other
identification,
but I did. I had my identification papers with me.
What's that, your Siemens papers?
Not only the Siemens paper, but I had my birth certificate and from the old country, you know. Uh-huh. Now nobody knew whether I entered legally or not.
You entered illegally.
Yeah, I entered illegally, yeah.
Yeah. Ben. 1910.
But that's why I never got no papers. But if that's later, of course, I had a Siemens certificate from here.
That's why you really never took naturalization papers out later.
That's why
I
never
entered legally.
No,
right?
Never even
that.
Yeah. If I want to become a citizen, I have to send $50 to
Ellis
Island. Where they have the records.
They didn't have any entries at that time.
No, they didn't. You didn't need any to become citizen. All you had to do. So we went, the workers and I, we went down to the courthouse and I took out first papers in 1911. So, but then in 1917 the war commenced, just about when I was ready to become a citizen. They set me back, see, because the war broke out in 1917 here with this country. In 14, the war actually broke out, but we never ended until 1917. And you had to be 7 years here in order to become a citizen. And my time wasn't quite up, so I was set back. Well, that didn't bother me too much. It bothered me, all right, but didn't too much anyway. I had lots of other experiences then until I became a tinner at Arch Hardware and Santa Barbara.
Yeah, how did you happen to go up to Santa Barbara? On your way to San Francisco or what?
Yeah, well, we walked from Los Angeles up along the coast, three of us fellas. Fred Nichols. And I can't think, there's a white author alive of me, I can't think of the fella, but I see him ever so often playing a judge now, on a judge's bench in Perry Mason. I sometimes see him there, see his face, and you know, but I can't think of his name.
Huh.
Funny. Well, anyway, Fred Nichols, he later became he ran away from his family, though, in order to go to Hollywood. He left his family in Santa Barbara and went down there. He was already working for the beauty film company, the same one that I started to work for.
I thought that was the Flying A company.
It was the Flying A, and they had three companies, the beauty films and one other.
They were making movies in Santa Barbara then, weren't
you? They had a studio in Santa Barbara.
And you went up there because of that?
They were only beginning, actually.
I know, but I mean, you were walking up from Los Angeles to Santa Barbara. Why were you doing that? Just to be heading towards San Francisco or what?
That's right. Then I stopped in Santa Barbara. I got a job there.
Is that where you got a, first you got a job, what, dishwashing again?
No. Well, yeah, it was dishwashing, too. It was in Santa Barbara Club. I got a dishwashing job. That was a pretty good job, too. Got $35 a month, and I could have saved money if I hadn't been such a spendthrift.
Well, gee, Pappy, what's money for?
That's what Pappy... Was it that time or later where you got into the film where you played a convict?
That was later. Yeah, and I not only played the convict, I played many other scenes where they had
extras or large
mass group. mass scenes. Yeah, and where you hollered your head off, you know, made all kinds of motions. yeah, that's right.
But they picked Pop. You were on a chain gang though in the movie.
Yeah, he said, "Hey, pick that guy. He's a natural. He's a hard looking. On one side, I guess that must have been hard looking. So they made it so that I made sure that he can got that bum eye in there. The hard look. Anyway,
that was later.
Yeah, after I left the job and. I left that job because I went then to business college. I had a place where I had a chance to become a bookkeeper.
You better go back to where you were in Santa Barbara the first time, and you were the dishwasher.
Yeah.
Then what did you do after that? Did you leave Santa Barbara
I didn't leave Santa Barbara. No, I didn't leave Santa Barbara.
You didn't get to San Francisco then.
No, I did not at that time. After I became a plumber helper, and finally ended out as a tinner helper, what they call tinner.
At Ott's Hardware, which is still there in Santa Barbara. I showed you Ott's Hardware, remember?
Well, yeah, I don't because it didn't have meaning to me.
Yeah. I was there a year in a...
It's on State Street.
Oh, a little more than a year. And by God, I was becoming good. That was a lousy... foolish trick for me to go and leave it. But there was a woman involved. Yeah.
There always is.
Damn, there was always a woman involved when I did something foolish. So I went back to that with that family to Los Angeles and worked on the Tinner Street for a little while.
What family was that? Not the...
Well, the family I became involved with, some Swedish...
Well, where were the Hummels in Santa Barbara?
The Hummels, they were... I was living there while I was... working at Ott's, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, weren't they sheet metal or tinners or something too?
Well, he became... I brought him in.
Oh.
I brought him in, it seems like, then right after that I left. But I didn't have to leave. I had to, like I said, I was lovesick with that woman. with that married woman. Oh, boy.
And so there was nothing to do about it except leave town, or what, Pop?
Well, then we, when they left town, they went to Santa, to Los Angeles. Mm. And I went with them. So I thought, and I got a job right away the next day as a tenor.
In Los Angeles?
Los Angeles.
This was all still in 1911?
No, son, that was way later. That was late.
Well, then you were in Santa Barbara quite a while.
I was years and years.
No, I mean at that age?
Yeah, at that age.
You stayed in Santa Barbara several years?
Not only that, while I was working in arts, I got acquainted with some of those Naval Reserve.
That's right, because that's right when we got in the war, you were in the Naval Reserve, weren't you? And
I was in the Naval Reserve. And they made trips every year on a warship. And so for target practice, that's what get the hang of.
Is that when you told them when you were in the Naval Reserve that you had been born in San Francisco, or was that?
No, not that time at all.
They took you in the Naval Reserve?
I had my first papers, yeah. They take you with the first papers.
Yeah.
So I went on there and we're shooting not only with rifles, but all with those great big 4-inch guns. And that's pretty loud when they bang off. But that's just fun though. There's two wheels. One of them goes sideways. That makes the gun go sideways, and one of them goes up and down. That's up and this way. And I had a hang of it. I was a good shot boy. I had a hang of it. Every time when that cross mark hit the target in line, well, I waited until the boat would go up and down, see? And I pulled the trigger just when it was on a point of
going down again.
Yeah,
so the boat was
again.
For a minute it was stopped.
Exactly. So, for a minute it was
a minute it was stopped and then before the boat went back.
And they
the
couldn't
way.
Understand. I had 5 bullseyes. Or was it 4? 4, I think it was, not 5. All of the 5 shots. So that 6th Division that year got the prize. They got the prize money of that count, and then during that time there, I had an easy job. Somebody came on board from the tender. They needed a fella, and they sent me. So, and a tender, it was an easy job. We went ahead and pulled those targets around, you know, they were moving those targets all the time.
Oh, yeah. I see. You were on the,
and
the
I was
boat
on
that was pulling the target.
Yeah, I was on the tender because I could row.
You didn't row the target.
No, but we had to go out sometimes with the rowboat, you know, and they asked the fellow who could row good. I could row all right. Yeah. In those days, like I said, I was strong as an ox, as small as I was.
You probably had a pretty long cable on those targets, didn't you?
Well, they had quite a cable. There must have been at least a couple of 100 feet between, I guess.
There better be.
Yeah, because some fool might pull the trigger the wrong time and at the tender.
Well, did you have to be to join the reserves, Pop? What age were you then?
I was pretty old. It was much older than I was already. 17 or something like that. At 17, they will accept you. If I could recall it all in a row, you know, by going over very slow and recall it all from the very beginning, and following right through one after another.
But how long actually you were in Santa Barbara. You got there in 1911 in Santa Barbara, and you didn't leave again until you went back to Los Angeles with this family.
Yeah, I lived there until 1915. Yeah, the war broke out, and things became kind of difficult somewhat, you know.
Because of your German accent?
I got my, they gave me my discharge then, you know. I couldn't, they wouldn't accept me in the Navy because I encountered an eye, they.
Uh-huh.
They wouldn't accept me.
Even though you'd already done duty, they wouldn't accept you.
No, even though I'd done already duty on the old Marblehead.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, old Marblehead was an old cruiser. They used for targets, targets practice and so on. What's the event?
Reserve is different from the Navy.
Yeah.
The reserve.
You were good enough for the reserve, but not good enough for the Navy.
That's it. That's it.
Uh-huh.
So you went back to L.A. with the family, a Swedish family that you had lived with while you were in Santa Barbara?
Yeah.
When they moved back?
Yeah. And from there, from Los Angeles, I went to San Francisco where I lost all my tools.
Your tinning tools?
They were just, they stole them. The crew stole them. When I came back there, I went only for a cup of coffee on shore. By God, when I came back, my suitcase and my tools were all gone.
Wait a minute, Pop.
How'd you get up to San Francisco?
Yeah. On a ship.
Oh, you took a ship from Los Angeles?
I took a boat from Los Angeles to San Francisco.
As a passenger?
As a passenger.
Uh-huh. So. I see. And you had your tools and your suitcase.
A suitcase full of clothes and then...
Toolbox.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I lost it all right there. Then I started walking back to Santa Barbara. Uh-huh. From there, I didn't have nothing in San Francisco. I didn't care much for San Francisco.
Well, you had a bad experience.
By God, I walked down Howard Street, and there was two guys banging away at each other. I watched them fall. For a while, but I got tired of it.
Looked like a roughhouse neck.
Yeah.
What was Santa Barbara like back then? Was State Street all paved and so on then? Was it already paved?
It was paved all right, but it had a track in it where the streetcar.
See, when I grew up there, they didn't have any streetcars. But I do remember now some old streetcar tracks in Santa Barbara, don't you?
Yeah, the streetcar tracks were right in the middle of the street. Yeah. So.
They still had those in the early 30s when we were still.
Yeah.
So then you went down again from Santa, you started walking down to Santa Barbara and hitchhiking or taking the train or a hobo?
Well, I tell you, I went as far as Santa Cruz. And I walked, I guess, as far as Santa Cruz, if I'm not mistaken. From San Francisco, and then when I came to Santa Cruz, there was a train sitting there. The fellow said it was going to Santa Barbara, so I just went inside. And then the same trick I did in the old country.
You went to the bathroom when the conductor came through.
Yeah.
But Santa Cruz, that's on the coast. That's out of the way. That's not on the main highway going south to Santa Barbara. But Santa Cruz is out on the coast.
This was before Highway 101.
Well, that's what I want to know. Yeah. Wasn't Highway 101 in? And wasn't the main route down through Salinas and King City?
Yeah.
Probably came then from Santa Cruz.
But they had the train running anyhow.
Down to Monterey and over that way.
They had